spirit of broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
And now, let's return to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Before we went on the show, I was telling you about Mrs. Lyndra Dasher. It was Lyndra Dasher is out of Jacksonville, Florida. This is a woman that placed her child in a gym bag. As I stated, we can only be grateful that the Jacksonville Sheriff Department stepped in, did an investigation, found the child when they did. Child is all right. I'll keep you posted on that. I'm going to give you the Just My Thoughts segment of the show. And sometimes, as I stated, the Just My Thoughts segment of the show sometimes don't even correlate to the topic in which we're talking about. It's just a thought that I have. I'm actually going to start writing a book called Just My Thoughts. It's going to be crazy. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you guys my thought on individuals that needs to be rewarded. We're going to start the League of Dads Award. And what we're going to do with the League of Dad Awards is we're going to actually start giving awards to these individuals that do great things like this. Fathers are the League of Dads. We represent fathers. The League of Dads, we do what dads do. We feel, we hurt, we feel the pain, and we believe that things should be recognized. Not just the bull that these women do. We believe that on the flip side of it, the good people should be recognized as well. This is where I'm going, people. This is where I say I have to thank Atiyah Bradley, because she has did me wrong so long that now a whole bunch of stuff is sprouting out of this empire. And I thought about it. I said it myself. You probably heard a couple of shows ago when I was talking about Jessica Gamble. I said that the individual that thought it wasn't cool needs to get the local Nobel Peace Prize Award, whatever they have in that area, the Citizens Award. The individual that called, that sent that video to the police department at that time needs to be rewarded. I believe that there aren't enough organizations out there that recognize what the police in our community do. And like that police department out in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as this police department here in Jacksonville, Florida, I believe that they should be recognized. I believe that, you know, some organization out there got to say, hey, look, thanks, because a child now is going to continue their life and have a better chance at life because you took that child out of the hands of a disgruntled mother. I don't have a problem with mothers. I have a problem with disgruntled mothers. My thought is just that. We need to start giving rewards. Maybe where you live, where your location is, maybe, you know, you need to form a committee, form a group, and give the policemen out there need to get awards. Now, the cop that pulled me over and gave me a ticket, that cop don't need a reward. I had a lot of run-ins with the police department. My family sued the police department. My brother was killed by a cop. Still with all that, I don't have no ill will towards cops. I'm not the type of person that's going to say, because my brother was killed by a cop, I hate all cops. I don't hate cops. I take my hat off to them. When I get pulled over by a cop, I say one thing to him and I shut up. You know, the cop that pulled me over about that incident, I let him play his game. But I believe that policemen should be awarded for a good deed. And this is above and beyond what they got called to this piece of trash house. They did an on scene investigation. And I am so happy that that officer doesn't say his name. They just mentioned John Harrell, and he's with the Child Family Services. I believe that the individual, maybe we should try to get the copy of the police report and we'll get the officer's name. But that officer does need to be awarded. I really do think so. He needs to be awarded. So, you know, look for that. I'll definitely keep you guys posted on that. Okay. I'm going to talk about this next woman named Monica Christian. McCormick. This is the unbelievable of unbelieved. If you didn't hear about this story, this is a woman that took a samurai sword and killed her twins. It says, and the headline reads this. Just when you think allegations of a young mother killing her three-year-old twin daughters and then set the building on fire couldn't get any worse, it did. Wow. Christian McGarrick. Christian McGarrick. And that's McGarrick. McGarrick. 21 of Fairfield is now a suspect in the slaying of Lily and Tori Bell with a samurai sword, which she then turned on herself, either before or after, in her North Texas Street apartment on Tuesday. Firefighters discovered the grim scene when responded to the two alarm blaze. McCormick. They spelling it wrong. They actually got a G up in the first one. Then they got a C at the second one. Okay. McGarrick will be looked into, she's now at the Solani County Jail. Wow. Here we go again. But here's the difference between the two of these. This woman, they said, as the headline reads, just when you think the allegations of a young mother, I don't think 28 is all that young. I think when we talk about young parents, I think we talk about teen parents. I guess that's what this individual that wrote this article up. You can also Twitter this individual. Okay. Under her photo is her name again, Monica Christian McCarrick. But on the top is with a G. So we're going to go with McCarrick. And she's with the Fairfield Police. And this individual here took a samurai sword. And, wow, she killed her children. And then set the building on fire to try and hide. That is probably the number one crime hider. People, when they do a crime, they actually set the building ablaze. I'm actually going into another screen here. Give me one second. Okay. Read this. Okay. All right. Yeah, so. Once again, we have a horrific incident by a mother that brought some harm to her children. As I already stated, women are the sole bearers and they are first line of defense for children. People, I think that when you hear stories like this, the number one reason why you can't believe it is because I can't believe a woman would do something like that. You often would hear that. I can't believe a woman would do something like that. I can't believe a woman would do something like that. I think that balance that God gave women to be able to protect children, sometimes the imbalance causes them to then turn around and do something. To her children like that. But what my question will probably be, why can't you believe this? Why can't you? Why is this so unbelievable? If a woman does something like this, why can't it be believed? Please send me an email, theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. I would like to hear various different opinions on why you can't believe it. When a woman does something like this to a child, why? What is it in your head that makes it unbearable and unconstitutional to life, to the laws of life, for a woman to do something like this? People, as I stated before, I pay attention to animals. I learn a lot about humanity based on animals. And where I'm from, I seen a lot of women do some real things that just wasn't, that just got me understanding now that I put nothing past mothers, disgruntled mothers that do things like this. I apologize if any point in this broadcast today I said a mother and then said something bad. I need to say these all are the act of disgruntled mothers. And I'm getting my share. My child is being raised under the guidelines, the rules of law of a disgruntled mother. So this is why when I hear about stuff like this, it doesn't get past me. None of this stuff is surprising to me. None of this stuff is, puts me at a point where I can read it and it's horrific to me. I can't believe that of all can't believes, if I can say that. I don't look at any wrongdoing by a disgruntled mother and say, I can't believe that. If you listen to any type of things that a disgruntled mother do and you say you can't believe it, then you need to listen to this show every week when it broadcasts. Every week. I have an individual that I'm trying to get on the show. Raythema Johnson, I'm trying to get her here because she has first knowledge of the League of Dads member that is going through the grand of all when you're dealing with a disgruntled mother. He went there, kicked the door in. She's saying that he had explosives. That is so unbelievable because as I stated to you before, you can look at any FBI picture, any FBI show, and they will profile, if they say, serial killer, first thing they'll say is a white male between the ages of. When they say drug dealer, they'll say a black male. They have everybody profiled. And I don't think nobody ever did the profile of a disgruntled mother. No, I haven't seen it. The only place you'll probably hear that is here on the League of Dads Talk Radio. But I'm going to give you firsthand of the experiences I had with a disgruntled mother. This individual, like I said, I'm trying to get Ms. Raythema on the show so we can talk about that. I want to dedicate the whole show to that. But this individual went to the house, kicked the door, and now he got himself into a whole bunch of trouble. People, let me tell you this. When I used to go get my daughter from one Atiyah Bradley, I used to carry a camcorder with me. Yeah. I never, ever went to pick this child up. If I didn't have the camcorder with me, because I stopped back in the neighborhood, I went and got somebody to come with me. I never, ever went to pick up my child alone. That ought to tell you something. Because I never wanted to hear when I dropped my child off, the cops was waiting for me. Oh, this individual stated that you did something to her. When you're dealing with disgruntled, all you fathers out there, you find yourself in the future if you get a divorce or separate from your significant other, whether it be girlfriend or wife. Excuse me. I know significant other is reserved for marriage, but in this day and age, it's a lot of different variations of family now. You find yourself being separated from your significant other. If they show you one sign of being disgruntled, don't ever trust them. Don't trust them. You will find yourself in a world of garbage. This individual, not going to say his name right now. I'm going to try to get Raythema on the show. I'm going to dedicate the whole show to that. We're going to talk about it. See if I can get her here next week. We're going to talk about that. But as I'm telling here today, I never, ever in 11 and a half years went to pick up my child without a camcorder. I'm going to YouTube some of this stuff and, going to give you a little example. Next week on the show, I'm going to read off some letters that I sent to Atiyah Bradley. child's mother, my child's mother's mother, and we're going to see if we can get Redeemer here on the show. But listen, I thank you all for listening. And as always, we should all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Till next week, y'all.